Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
May I be good just kicking off these finals today?
Finals today?
Yes, sir.
How stressful is that when you've also got a bunch of recruiting stuff going on? Or is it okay? Do you kind of put that stuff on hold for a little bit?
I mean, right now it's real stressful because I've been getting caught out of, like, every class since last week. So, especially when finals is coming up, it's a little tough. But, you know, I know how to manage.
Now, we didn't get to properly introduce you there because we had to jump in. We had some issues with the phone. Five-star defensive end, outside linebacker, tight end, Savelle Smalls, the number two player in the country, joins us now. You just mentioned getting pulled out of classes. And I want to ask you, Brandon Huffman reported that earlier this month, you had a day where Michigan, Clemson, Tennessee, Texas A&M, UCLA, and USC all came by. What is that day like for you? I'm talking about schedule-wise. So you're going to class, and then are you getting pulled out every 10 minutes? And what's going through your mind? Walk me through that day.
Yeah, that was a crazy day because Stanford came by later in the day, too, at the end of the day. So it was just a real busy day. So I'm going to class and coach might text me before class. Hey, during this period, I'm going to pull you out. Somebody's here, so-and-so's here. Might be in the class. Coach text me or come get me. Oh, text AM here now or something like that. So it was just crazy. I'm like, man, like it got tiring. Every class I got pulled out of.
You know, I know student-athlete and student always comes first on paper, the way they describe it. But when you're getting pulled out of so many classes, is it – you miss stuff? Do you have to kind of circle back with your teachers and say, hey, sorry, Dabo came by. I missed that last lesson.
I mean, all my teachers kind of understand how it goes, and I just tell them, I let them know beforehand. I'm just like, it's going to be a couple minutes, and I'm just coming right back. So I usually don't miss much. I try to keep it short as possible.
I know you love Washington, and you love lots of schools. We will get into that. But right now, you've got a background on your Twitter account that's Clemson. It says Savelle Smalls in purple and orange. And then your profile picture, which used to be Washington, and I'm not saying anything.
Now UVA.
Now it's Oregon. So are you just kind of having fun with the process, or do you consider, like, Clemson and Oregon, I mean, not your leaders, but those are two schools that stand out right now? Or are you going to kind of keep this a revolving door here until you make a decision in terms of the profile pictures and the backgrounds?
I mean, yeah, like, it'll definitely be changing soon. It's really not anything serious, but the fans love to take it serious. I mean, they're real dedicated to it. So, I mean, I love to see the dedicated fans, though. So, I let you know, once you get to a school, how real the love they'll be in, how much support the team got. So, the support's always good. But for me, I'm going to keep it changing, especially as I get on these visits. Once the spring rolls around, I'm going to keep it changing. I'm just keep having fun with it, because what's the point of doing it if you ain't having fun? Like, all this is a business. In the long run, I'm trying to get to the league in the long run, but, you know, I'm in high school right now, so I'm really just trying to enjoy as much as I can.
Does it ever get stressful? I mean, I imagine that would at some point. Fans, as you mentioned, take it very, very seriously. I imagine there's part of you that wants to have your Twitter account be normal, where you contact normal high school friends about normal high school stuff, or Fortnite, or hit up your girlfriend, or whatever, and you almost can't do that because you know thousands of eyes are watching your Twitter. Does that ever get stressful? How do you deal with that?
I mean, every now and then I call myself like, man, I wish I could. You know, I don't want to say be normal because, you know, I am a normal high schooler in one way, but then another way I'm not. So every now and then I call myself saying it, but then I just remember, I mean, there's pros and cons of everything. Like, the pro is, you know, not everybody gets the spotlight I get. Not everybody gets to do all these business. Not everybody gets to be highly ranked. You know, just go through as much as fun as I get to go through. And then obviously there's some cons, but I'm just like, I just got to take advantage of my situation and be grateful for it, because I know I put in a lot of hard work in, but like without God, my parents, and just a whole bunch of people, like, this situation would have never happened. So I'm just thankful for it.
We're going to go over a couple schools, and where, let's clear the air here first. Where are you at in terms of your recruitment with a top list? Are you still open to everybody? I know you've got dozens of offers at this point.
Oh, yeah. I'll be coming out with a top 12 in 2 weeks, okay. February 10th. It's a Sunday, so Top 12 will be dropping that day.
Okay, let's go over just a couple schools that our audience is really interested in. Again, I'm not saying these schools are in your Top 12. Either are you. I just want to go over a couple of schools. The home school, Washington, a lot of people think you really like Washington. What stands out about the Huskies?
I mean, one, they were the first program to offer me, so, I mean, that's always big. They were the first to see what I got, because I believe I've always had it, for either even from when I first started playing to up until now. I really think I always have it, because this is a game I love, and it really comes easy to me. So they were the first program to recognize that, so that's always the big, like, they got a head start and everything. But they really, like, took their time with me and making sure, like, I know how much they care for me and making sure I know what they can do for me. And Coach Malo, Coach Pete, Coach K, Coach Lake, they all reach out to me all the time. So they really just showed a lot of love and let me know. And I really would be, you know, the quote, hometown hero coming there.
The Oregon Ducks, that's our primary audience, the Oregon Ducks and Oregon State Beavers. You have a relationship with Oregon. Your profile picture's Oregon. What do you like about the Ducks?
I mean, like I said before, growing up, I had two junior schools. It was Stanford and Oregon. Stanford because I always been high on academics and they was good at football, you know. That's why I am. I'm a great football player and a great student in my mind. And then Oregon, you know, Oregon was a flashy. They had all the jerseys, all the nice stuff, all the fast players. They was winning. So, I mean, you know, as a bandwagon fan when I was younger, it was definitely Oregon too. And so just growing up, I'm like, you guys, my parents, in middle school, I want to go to Oregon. You guys, people around me, I was like, I want to be Oregon Duck. The Oregon football camp in eighth grade, the summer of my eighth grade, that was the first college camp I ever went to. So I was real big on them. So to finally get that offer my freshman year, that was exciting. But then now with the programs, I really like Coach Cristobal and the way he's got the program headed. I hear a real good coach, real good guy, came up to school last week, I'm pretty sure, yeah. And everybody's just bought into the program, into the culture. So I really just like where they're headed.
Florida State. I know you have a relationship with Florida State. I think one of your former coaches that you were close to is now over there. What do you like about Florida State?
That's one of my former teammates, Trayshawn Harrison, who should be one of the best players in the country soon. Everybody's going to see soon.
I loved it. Trayshawn was committed to Oregon, and I thought he was the best player in that class. He had a chance to be phenomenal, still has a chance to be phenomenal. Instead of Eugene, it's now going to be for Florida State. But he is a phenomenal, phenomenal football player. What do you like about Florida State?
Oh, yeah. When I went down there, the culture, like the vibe of the culture, like it was real good. Like I felt myself just like fan in real quick. Like it really felt like it was like a family vibe. And, you know, Coach Taggart, Coach Kelly, those always been my guys. Even when it was at Oregon, they was always showing love and keeping it real with me. So I really messed with them.
So a top 12 in 2 weeks, but first finals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you got going as far as trips, camps, or major goals here coming up just in the next few weeks as far as maybe the opening regionals or anything big you have coming up here in the next month or two?
Right now, I'm really just grinding, getting ready. Like you said, the opening. I won't be attending the opening until May, so I'm just using as much time possible to grind and get ready for everything. 7-on-7 circuit about to go into full swing. I'm playing with Ford Sports Performance, FSP, up in Bellevue, Washington. So we got some guys, so we're trying to get a national championship over there. So I'm really just working right now, grinding on my life and trying to do good in every aspect of it.
Now, I talked about FSP in the first segment, and Lincoln Victor is a guy who's still sitting there in 2019, and it blows my mind. How well do you know Lincoln, and what do you think about his ability? Because to me, it seems like there's no question that somebody should seriously go after this kid in the Pac-12.
Oh, yeah. I actually don't know Lincoln at all. Like, we follow each other on Twitter and all that. But this is my first year at FSP, and he was playing last year. So I've never even met him in person. Actually, I think I met him a couple times, but never, like, you know, anything like long talks or anything. You know, just it was good. But I really respect his game. You know, the way he led Union to that state championship and stayed there all 4 years. And I know I've read he's a big part of that community. So, you know, I respect his game. I respect him as a person, too.
All right, Savelle Smalls, 5-star defensive end, outside linebacker, tight end, the number 2 player in the entire country on 24/7 Sports. We look forward to watching your recruitment, and we will watch for that top 12 dropping here in 2 weeks on Sunday. I'll obviously cover that, and I'll be in touch with you to do an interview about what you like about each of those schools. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.